Hello and welcome to today's podcast. Before we begin, we would like to give a special shout out to our sponsors, Quantum Water, and the Birakan Brothers Corporation, for making this episode possible. We truly appreciate your support.
In a world filled with endless options, it's easy to overlook the simple things. But what if I told you that one of the most powerful healers on the planet is right at your fingertips? It's the life force that sustains us all. And when it comes to healing, there's nothing quite like it. Drinking Quantum Water can do wonders for your body. It can improve your digestion, boost your immune system, and even help with weight loss. But the healing power of water goes beyond just physical health. Quantum Water has a way of calming the mind and soothing the soul. It can help reduce stress, increase mental clarity, and even promote spiritual growth. So why settle for less? Give your body and your soul the healing it deserves with pure, refreshing Quantum Water. Drink up and feel the healing power of Quantum Water. It's the most powerful healer on the planet. The water recommended by doctors.
Discover the secrets to thriving in both business and life with Gospel of Growth. How to Thrive in Business and Life podcast. Hosted by Angel Beery Kell, the podcast combines practical advice, inspiring stories, and the guidance of the gospel to help you unlock your full potential and make a positive impact on the world around you. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a student, or anyone who wants to live a more fulfilling life, this podcast is the perfect guide to take you to the next level. Join us and tune in to Gospel of Growth to start your journey towards a more fulfilling life today.
Gospel text, Luke 19:11-28. While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, a nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins and told them, engage in trade with these until I return. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, we do not want this man to be our king. But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called, to whom he had given the money, to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, Sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, Well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter, take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, Your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant too he said, You, take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, Sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you, because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down and you harvest what you did not plant. He said to him, With your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return I would have collected it with interest. And to those standing by he said, Take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, Sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me. My dear friends, today we explore the Gospel of Luke, specifically Luke 19:11-28, where Jesus shares the parable of the 10 minas. Join us as we unravel the layers of wisdom within this parable and reflect on its implications for our lives. Luke 19:11-28. While they were listening to this, he went on to tell them a parable, because he was near Jerusalem and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. He said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work," he said, "until I come back." But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, "We don't want this man to be our king." He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money, in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, "Sir, your mina has earned 10 more. Well done, my good servant." His master replied, "Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities." The second came and said, "Sir, your mina has earned 5 more." His master answered, "You take charge of 5 cities." Then another servant came and said, "Sir, here is your mina, I have kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow." His master replied, "I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in, and reaping what I did not sow. Why then didn't you put my money on deposit so that when I came back, I could have collected it with interest?" Then he said to those standing by, "Take his mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas." "Sir," they said, "he already has 10. He replied, "I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given, but as for the one who has nothing, even what they have will be taken away. But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me." Lessons from the parable. In the parable of the 10 minas, Jesus conveys profound lessons about stewardship, accountability, and the consequences of rejecting divine authority. The nobleman represents Jesus, the servants are entrusted with resources symbolizing God's gifts, and the distant country signifies the period before Christ's return. Stewardship and accountability. The parable emphasizes the importance of wisely using the gifts and resources bestowed upon us. The faithful servants who multiplied the minas are commended, highlighting the concept of faithful stewardship and accountability. Consequences of rejection. The rejection of the nobleman as king by some of his subjects reflects the consequences of rejecting God's authority. The parable underscores the seriousness of rejecting the divine invitation and the accountability that follows. Reward for faithfulness. The master's rewarding of faithful servants with increased responsibility emphasizes the principle that faithfulness in small matters leads to greater responsibilities and rewards in the kingdom. Accountability for inaction. The servant who hid the mina out of fear faced judgment for his inaction. This aspect of the parable highlights the responsibility to actively use and invest the gifts and opportunities provided by God. Justice in divine governance. The parable concludes with the master's response to those who opposed his kingship, symbolizing divine justice. This element emphasizes the ultimate accountability and consequences for those who reject God's authority. Conclusion. As we reflect on the parable of the 10 minas, may we be mindful of our stewardship over the gifts and opportunities granted by God. Let us embrace faithfulness, actively engage in the work of the kingdom, and recognize the consequences of rejecting divine authority. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of the Gospel of Luke's profound teachings.
Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date on all our episodes. Your support helps us spread the teachings of the gospel and bring hope and love to others. Thank you for joining us on this journey. Live long with God's love.